Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, November 10th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. After failing to turn the site around, Tumblr is downscaling, aiming to move some staff members to other divisions of parent company Automattic, which purchased the site in 2019. A leaked memo that has been confirmed by CEO Matt Mullenweg said, after 600-plus person years of effort put into Tumblr since the acquisition in 2019, we have not gotten the expected results from our effort, which was to have revenue and usage above previous peaks. Mullenweg says that the majority of Tumblr's non-support, safety, and moderation staff will switch to other divisions, but notes that there will be no changes in the trust and safety team handling moderation, and in fact, may add more people there. Amazon is planning to dump Android from Fire TV, smart displays, and other devices, replacing it with its own operating system. The development of the new operating system, which is internally known as Vega, appears fairly advanced. The system has already been tested on Fire TV streaming adapters, and Amazon has told select partners about the plans to transition to a new application framework in the near future. Meta has struck a deal with game maker Tencent to sell a new lower-priced version of its virtual reality headset in China, marking a return to the country after Facebook was banned in 2009. The agreement will make Tencent the world's largest video game company, the exclusive seller of Meta's headsets in China. Tencent will start selling the headset in 2024 after the two companies reached a deal after about a year of negotiations. According to Down Detector, about 1,500 people in the UK and Germany had connectivity issues with Teams, and similar numbers of people reported issues with Xbox Live. The anomalies within Microsoft's network infrastructure reported by the company on X coincide with the launch of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, preventing affected users from playing the game. In a statement, Microsoft said, "We've made configuration changes to remediate impact, and after monitoring the service, we've confirmed the issue is now resolved." The partnership between Qualcomm and Iridium to bring satellite connectivity to Android phones has come to an end not a year after the deal was announced. The company successfully developed and demonstrated the technology, but smartphone manufacturers hadn't included the features in the new devices. Due to lack of adoption, Qualcomm notified Iridium on November 3rd that their deal would terminate on December 3rd, 2023. Effective today, all business crowdfunding platforms operating in the EU must comply with the European Crowdfunding Service Provider Regulation. The new regulation combines disparate and siloed rules from the EU's 27 member states together under a single framework that all business-focused crowdfunding platforms must adhere to. While crowdfunding platforms still must register through the national body responsible for regulatory oversight, once they receive approval, they can now effectively operate across the entire EU. According to documents filed in the Epic versus Google trial, Spotify wasn't the only platform offered a sweetheart deal well below the 30% fee normally applied to purchases made through the Google Play Store. In 2017, Google offered Netflix a special discounted rate of 10% of its in-app payments on Android, meaning Netflix could keep 90% of the money. Netflix didn't make the deal, forecasting it would lose approximately $250 million on just 1 year of signups. Facebook is ending support for PGP encrypted emails, assumedly because very few users utilize it, know how it works, or know how to activate it. Back in June 2015, Facebook introduced PGP encrypted emails as an additional layer of security to complement transport layer security and two-factor authentication protocols. The goal was to protect user data from forcible access by malicious actors and authorities. It has been reported that some hackers actually used the PGP encryption feature to compromise accounts. If they could gain access to an account, they would turn PGP encryption on, making recovery email sent to user's email unreadable. And finally, payment apps like Apple Pay, Google Wallet, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, and others could be regulated like banks if the U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau gets its way. Under a new CFPP proposal, all general-purpose digital consumer payment applications would be subject to the same compliance rules as banking institutions and credit card companies. The rule would enable the CFPB to monitor for new risks to both consumers and the market, critical as new product offerings blur the traditional lines of banking and commerce. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.